Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the Adia Talks podcast. My name is Mo Adia. I am your host on this podcast, where we are all about helping you be the best version of yourself and live your life as God intended. We have yet another great episode today, so I want you to stay tuned, grab a notebook, a pen, a drink, and let us chat about what is on the agenda today. Hello, people. Hello. Welcome to another episode of the Adia Talks podcast. My name is Mo Adia. I am your host on this podcast, where we talk about helping you being the best version of yourself, which can only be found in your Creator. So we are all about helping you be the best you, maximize your potential, exceed where you currently are, break limitations, all of these things, all of these great things. I'm your host again. My name is Mo Adia. Thank you to all our regular listeners. Thank you for your commitment, your patronage, as they say. I was trying to find the right word. Thank you for everything. And thank you to everyone who's joining us for the first time. I love you guys. Thank you for all your support. I want you to share this podcast with a friend. I feel like I'm doing a YouTube video now. Like, you know, you're like, subscribe, share, all of that. But, you know, same thing. Hope you are doing well. If you are new to this podcast, you want to listen to previous episodes. In particular, what we're talking about today is sort of a little bit of a follow-on. You can listen to this first, but I encourage you to go back and listen to the previous ones afterwards. But it's a little bit of a follow-on from what we had been speaking about around elevate. So one of the words the Lord gave us for this year, like, you know, a word that just dropped as we were preparing for 2021 back in 2020, was elevate. And the last two episodes we had, we spoke about things around, you know, how we can elevate, you know, how we can elevate certain aspects of life, you know, how we can partner with God in elevating, or things we, you know, mindsets or changes we need to incorporate into our life to help us to elevate. So, you know, those are things that automatically just like take us at elevate. And elevating really is not about, oh, you know, we want to just like puff our shoulders up and be like, you know, high and puffed up. No, but it's actually about moving and transforming to be more and more conformed to the image of Christ, because that's ultimately what we're that's our target. And we are constantly, as we grow, that's what we're constantly being conformed to. That's, you know, that's ultimately the direction we are, or we should be growing in. So that's like more elevation of like moving, you know, moving higher, right? So you're moving higher, you're seeing things from God's perspective, you're seeing what God is showing you clearly, you're understanding what he's saying to you, you think like him, you understand, you know, you're not God, obviously, but what I'm just saying is you're in alignment with him, and you are seeing things, you have that revelation and wisdom as the Lord gives, he's bestowed it upon you. So you're actually on that trajectory where you are in alignment with him. I'm always conscious about using some words these days for other reasons, because, you know, I think if you look at some other extremes, they use some buzzwords and people get confused, but I don't want to get into that today. But anyway, so elevate. So today we are talking about a growth mindset. And I believe that this is one way we can elevate, and one way we can be intentional, or one way we can even evaluate ourselves honestly and say, actually, you know, maybe I've had a certain mindset before. And sometimes we would have underlying reasons. In fact, most of the time there would be an underlying reason why we've adopted that mindset, because we're really products of our environment. So, you know, either we grew up a certain way, you know, we were told something, we had an experience that caused us to adopt a certain mindset. So we might have adopted mindsets that are not in line with how God sees us. So when we say growth mindset, the sort of contrary to it is a fixed mindset, right? So, you know, we're supposed to be growing and conforming more and more to the image of Christ every day. But if we believe that, you know, some people have this mindset that Jesus, when we talk about Jesus here on the earth, for example, they're like, Jesus did this and that was Jesus. So there's no way I can do those things. So, because that was Jesus, that was God. So, you know, he can do those. But really, he came to the earth to be just like man, right? And he said, you would do greater works than I would do. So it's actually possible to be like him or to live like him and do the things he did when he was on earth. It's not because he was God that was saying we can't attain those things. So that's just a off-the-cuff example that just came to mind of, you know, a growth and fixed mindset. So a fixed mindset is like, that was Jesus, I can't attain that, let me just stay in my corner. A growth mindset says, the word of God says, you know, I'm made in the image and likeness of Christ and or of God. That's what it says exactly. And the Lord said, greater works than these will I do. Will I, you know, so he raised the dead, he healed, you know, all of those things. He's saying, with Christ working through me, those things, I can do those things as well. You know, that's just off the cuff example. Anyway, so growth and fixed mindset. So what is a growth mindset? You know, this is something that you hear, you know, if you have one of these people in your life that you follow, or that you, maybe you have a coach already, you know, a business coach, you'd kind of hear it in the business arena as well about growth mindsets. You'd hear it in the transformation arena, like, you know, transformation coaches tend to talk about the concept of a growth and fixed mindset. I even take it a step, I think even a step back before I get into this. And I even think about it just generally from our growth, and I think particularly around our spiritual growth. And one thing I have learned over the years is that we are actually responsible for our growth in life in general. I you know, my first, when I kind of, this kind of the light bulb came in my mind, I realized that I'm responsible for my spiritual growth, that there's so much that God wants me to attain, but I can be my roadblock, right? And almost in a sense, like, the only thing that can stop me is me. And why that is if I let certain mindsets rule, if I don't deal with certain things that can hinder me, then I will just be, you know, stopped by those things. You know, or if I don't pass certain tests, you know, when you pass certain tests, you kind of repeat them again because you haven't learned what God is showing you. And it's not to say God is blaming you, any of that, none of that, but it's more so that this realization that you have to come to understand that you're responsible for your growth. You know, it's just even like, if I think about careers, you know, often people say in organizations, you're responsible for your career. So your manager, your seniors can only do so much for you, but they can only do what they, you know, in most cases, what you let them do. Like, you know, often when people want to get promoted, your organizations, it differs, but you're required to almost like say, this is what I want to achieve, this is what, you know, where I want to be, all of that. You know, you have to kind of give them that, you know, and keep them accountable towards that. Now, that's in most organizations, but I'm just giving that sort of parallel comparison. In the same way, as much as you give yourself to the work of God, as much as you seek you first the kingdom of God and allow all these other things to follow, and you don't focus on the wrong things, as much as you give yourself to God is as much as you acquire. If that makes sense. So as much as you spend time in the Word, you know, Word is a great example. The God can only work with the amount of the Word in you, right? So if God wants to speak to you about something, if you have A to F of the Word, let's just say, I'm just using this example. If you have A to F of the Word in you, he can only speak to you within the capacity of A to F, in that sphere of A to F. He can't speak to you beyond that, because you will not, even if he does, you won't be able to comprehend it fully, because you haven't really stretched your capacity. There's like the Word gives you the more of the capacity of, you know, first of all, obviously that's the Word of God, so he's actually speaking to you. But even when he wants to speak to you audibly or in pictures or however, that it's only what your mind can only fathom A to F in how it, you know, if he spoke to you more, if he spoke to you A to P, between F and P, I don't know why I'm using these examples, between F and P, you won't be able to fully grasp it because you haven't come to that. So, you know, I'm sure, like, you know, a few of you listening have been on a journey with God. I certainly have, you know, and I look back at some things and think, wow. I was looking at a video I recorded the other day actually, I was looking back at some old videos, and I was looking back at something I said and how I introduced myself. And I was like, wow, I would never do that today. And that's because I've come to more to the knowledge of who I am, because I've given myself of God to allow myself to grow more, to come to the knowledge of who I am in Him. And I'm not there. I'm not arrived. I'm still, you know, getting, still, there's a lot. There's still, you know, way to go. But like compared to before, in this video, I was recording a mini snippet, and I was introducing myself, and I was like, oh, I'm just a singer-songwriter. I'm just like, I was really playing, like, I'm just this, you know, like almost like, oh gosh, not feel sorry for me, but just like, I'm just here in my humble corner, that kind of thing. It just was, listened back, and I thought I would never introduce myself like that, you know, today, just because I know more of who I am. I've even got more revelation of God and more revelation of who He says I am and what He calls me. So I won't call myself just that, because, you know, and to be honest, God had, if I think back to that example, there's certain things God had told me about myself years before, but I didn't really understand them, because I didn't really understand what they meant, or I couldn't comprehend it. So my personal reality hadn't caught up with the real reality of Christ. I feel like I'm going off on like a serious tangent right now, but somebody needs to hear this. I haven't even started on the real discussion, but you know, at that point, like my reality hadn't caught up with the real reality of who Christ said I was. And you know, He still says I'm more than I have even caught up with, you know, right now. But that's how we think, you know, sometimes. So growth is continuous. Because transformation is continuous. So your growth is really how much of you give of yourself that, you know, you become transformed by. And that principle applies in anything, right? So how much of you give yourself to a certain skill, you become better at it, right? You know, how much of you, I relate to singing a lot because, you know, I'm just a singer-songwriter. No, I'm not just a singer-songwriter. But like, you know, I relate to singing because I sing, right? So how much of you give yourself of singing is how much you would improve. So singers say it a lot. Vocal coaches say it a lot. They don't never stop singing. And I know, trust me, I know when you stop singing, I know the impact it has, because you have to feel like your muscles have to be reminded of how to do certain things again. You need to like turn on the engine again, right? But it's the one thing they'll tell you is never stop singing. Whatever you do, if you're a singer, just keep singing. Whether it's that you sing in the shower, whether you sing when you're doing it, just keep singing. You know, you discover you're better. So how much of you give yourself of this to this thing of practicing the singing and just keep, you know, keeping on? That's what I was about to say. Wow. My parents would just be like, and we sent you to these types of schools. But anyway, just keep on singing. And the more you do it, the much better you be. So if you're a singer, you can probably relate, you know. I remember when I was in choirs and I would guess songs I need to practice. I'm like, oh my gosh, you practice it first time. It's like, you know, you get better. You listen to it. And then now you're like, I don't even need to practice it anymore, because you've given yourself so much, you know, to that practice, that it's become, you know, it's transformed you into being this better singer. Even if you give yourself even more, you become even better, you know. So that's that, right? So a growth and a fixed mindset is, a growth mindset is ultimately what causes us to elevate, right? Fixed mindset is fixed. You are not elevating. You're probably not going to move. I was going to say you're not going to move anywhere, but you're definitely not going to move in the right direction. for you know, even if I even want to think about it, I would say a growth and a what's the right word? Not digression. A regressive mindset. Actually, growth and regressive, because fixed, you know, is like fixed. But if you have the fixed mindset and some of the characteristics I'm gonna describe, that actually causes you not to, it doesn't only cause you just to stay there, it can cause you to regress as well. Oh wow, I think I'm done today, but I haven't started talking. But I feel like I've just spoken, and I feel like I'm even releasing myself from certain things in all of that. But ultimately, if you want to think about a growth and a fixed mindset, so if you want to describe it, a fixed mindset is limiting, right? So it limits you, it creates glass ceilings. You know, it just is a limiting mindset. So you think, I can't go beyond this. I can't, you know, there's just certain things you think about yourself, or you think about, this is where it is. This is the glass ceiling. A growth mindset is, the world is my oyster, sky is the limit type of thing, right? So what are some examples of just the mindset, you know, what you can have with either a growth or a fixed mindset? So really, let's look at something like failure, or when something doesn't go well, or things like that, you know. So for instance, when something doesn't go well, for me personally, I've given myself, the day is reduced, I give myself a time frame to be upset about it. But over time, those days are reduced. So maybe it used to be 3 days, 2 days. Now I'm kind of like, I give myself a day to maybe just be, to be in my feelings, quote unquote, if necessary. Ideally, I don't want to be, but I give myself a day. That's, you know, and then it's like, let's move on from this. I actually had this example on Thursday. I did. And I woke up on Friday being like, nah, I'm not gonna, you know, I woke up, I prayed on Friday morning, I was charged to know, but on Thursday, oh boy, I can't talk about specifically what it was, but you know, that's kind of one way I deal with it. But let's just talk about, it wasn't failure, but it just was something I wasn't happy about. But let's take the example of failure. So a growth mindset sees failure as an opportunity to grow. So this is actually something personally as well that I started a few years ago, where I used to, okay, something is not working. And even like from a faith perspective, or just from I'm believing God for something, or something didn't go, I just see it as God's expected. I see it as an opportunity to get closer to God, because I'm like, I get to talk to him about it. I get to see what he's saying. I get to study his word about it. I get to just work with God on the matter. Right. But if it's a fixed mindset, it would just be like, oh my gosh, failure, you know, I'm just limited because of my abilities. I can, you know, failure is failure. Like, I failed, you know, people that I've just failed. Or people say, people, not me, they say they're failure, you know, they can't do anything right. Nothing ever works out for them. You know how people have that? Nothing works out for me. This is where I am. I've accepted my lot in life. Or this is that. That's that. I can't. This is it for me. You know, I've just accepted where I am and I'm happy here. Or I'm just going to learn to be happy here. Or learn to be content. Whew, sometimes we let that lie of, I'm being content, you know, be what is like our limiting belief. But that's a whole other podcast to talk about contentment and what Paul actually meant, and the reason why we should read scripture in context. But okay, so yes, so a fixed mindset would be like failure, you know, my ability is limited, there's nothing I can do. A fixed mindset as well would be very very suspicious of people, because it's like, you're always, you know, like, I have to hold on to what I have, right? So a fixed mindset is like, I have this skill and I'm, you know, this is like what I have and it's precious to me and I don't want to share it with anybody and I want to hold on to what I have and I don't want to do this or do that. You know, is it very like, you know, very possessive in a sense, right? Because you see that, you know, this is what I have. You've almost viewed it like, this is what I have and this is it. So therefore, you know, I can't go beyond this, or people think they can't go beyond it. So they have to hold on to what they have. Whereas a growth mindset is like, I want to share what I have. I want to, you know, I want to give you more. I want to, you know, I understand. A growth mindset understands abundance. A growth mindset is an abundance mindset, right? So let me give an example. So, and I'm not picking picking on anybody or saying people should charge or not charge or all this, but I know somebody who's quite dear to me, who has a lot of information and is a great knowledge broker. and shares a lot of information and gives a lot of information for free and just has this available, that available. But, you know, people might sometimes, and she says, people say to her, you should be charging, or, you know, maybe the value of your information, let's just say the value, she sells something for $20. Not her, this is not her case, but let's just say she doesn't even charge in dollars, but she sells something for $20, but really the value of it is like $500. People are like, ah, you're charging too little. Oh my gosh, you're putting such a, you know, limit. And I know you can charge what you want, all of that thing, but in a sense, sometimes it's limited to a growth versus fixed mindset. So she's like, I have more of where that came from. Right. So I'm charging this, or I'm opening up to give you these resources. There'll be some other resources that maybe are charged for, but I have no issue with giving you because I have more coming to me. And she's like, the more she releases, the more God gives her, because people just even sow into her life, like in might like the zeros, like it's incredible. It's like mind blowing the way people just pour back into her life for what she just gives away, just like that, really. Because she's learned to say, like, there's more, like God is infinite. So the knowledge or the wisdom that he's giving me is even infinite. So even if you guys think, ah, you have some amazing this, you shouldn't be there. She's like, I'm not hoarding it, I'm keeping this, right? Another example is when people don't like to share the knowledge they have about something, all of that. Because I remember one time a friend of mine asked me for, I had a consultation with somebody and they were asking me details of the consultation, and I kind of was telling them, but maybe I missed some of the message, or I didn't reply. And what I insinuated from the rest of the way the conversation went was she thought I was holding on, like I just wanted to use this person and I didn't want to share. And I'm like, what's my business? Like, people will sometimes want to know who your graphic designer is. I will share it with you. If I don't reply personally, it's probably I've missed it or I've forgotten. Genuine. I'm not, you know, but sometimes people share, no, this is my person. I want my own stuff to look like this. I want my this. So this is good. I'm going to keep. And I'm like, you really have a fixed mindset. So those are some examples of a fixed mindset, right? Versus a growth mindset. A growth mindset is like, this is infinite. I will share with you. I will pour. I will teach you. A growth mindset loves to teach people in the sense of what they know, share the knowledge they have, share the this, and share the information. Again, if you ask me for stuff and I don't give it to you, it's just genuinely that I forgot, or I've overlooked something, or maybe I have to get something to get something. But that is also, you know, something about, you know, growth versus a fixed mindset. A growth mindset sees feedback as constructive. So you see it as like, okay, this is constructive. What can I take away from it? Even if I may not agree, I had this as well. Even if I may not agree with what you're saying, and I have very, very valid reasons not to agree, there's a fact that you have a certain perception. So somehow I must handle that. So I've taken your feedback as constructive, and these are the action points I'm going to do from it. A fixed mindset will see feedback as, they might get emotional about it, or it's like personal, right? So it's like, oh, you don't like me, that's why you've given me this feedback about my work. Or you don't, you know, fixed mindset is very, it's attaching itself to the thing, right? Where a growth mindset is like, this is me as a human being and this is my work. We're kind of two separate entities. I'm not the work I do. I'm a human being. I'm who God has called me. I'm all these things God says about me. You're not happy with my work. Okay, what is the reason? Tell me why. A growth mindset with wisdom, with added wisdom, is able to discern when something is being said from just a malicious, you know, people who are, however, in their feelings or jealous or whatever, able to discern when something is being said from that kind of heart versus a heart that is giving constructive feedback, or maybe a heart that hasn't understood it the right way. And in either case, the growth mindset doesn't get emotional about it, right? It's all about, okay, this is actually what, let me take away from it. And the growth mindset knows how to separate those things, emotions versus in your feelings versus this is constructive feedback or this is your perception. And sometimes it's genuine feedback of like, okay, actually I can do this better because I'm always growing, you know? I'm always growing. Maybe this wasn't as slick as you expected, or it wasn't as, you know, as good as you expected. Always growing. And people sometimes get in their feelings, where you have to learn to separate your, it's very easy to do, but this is where you have to know how to master emotions, right? Your person from the emotions. Like, you can't let the emotions control you, because what happens is if you have this fixed mindset and you're allowing sometimes the way you react to things is, you know, you burst out, then people don't want to give you the feedback that would actually help you. So sometimes I see people do, I see this a lot, and I'm not saying I'm perfect at it, certainly not, but I just feel like flyers, for instance, should just in this day and age never look a certain way because we have access to so many tools and resources that can help us. And I see certain flyers, I see certain things, I'm like, do you want me to help you on Canva, or this, you made this mistake, or so. And not to say I get it right all the time, it's just because I have this eye, I know I have an eye for picking up things quite quickly. So I may want to tell somebody, but I'm like, sometimes I choose not to because I'm like, I just don't know how they're going to take it. And I don't want to open up a kind of worms or make it seem like anyhow. But a growth mindset, somebody with a growth mindset, and someone who's demonstrated that they have a growth mindset to me, I would easily be like, actually, hey, I noticed this. Or do you want to do this better? Here's a link. You know, those kinds of things. So constructive, you know, they see feedback as constructive. That's what a growth mindset does. A growth mindset as well is inspired by the success of others. This is a tricky one. This is a really tricky one. This is a matter of the heart, which is a different podcast altogether. But this is a really tricky one. And this is something that I believe that is the one thing I'll say, that there are people that have growth mindsets overall, but sometimes is this particular thing that can cause them to have an element of the fixed mindset. I think in most cases, people have a combination. You need to identify where the fixed mindset creeps in and start to work on those things. But inspired by the success of others, especially, I say it's rampant because of social media specifically. So social media can, you know, people get depressed because of social media, because they see their mates, as some of our parents will say, your mates are doing all these things, you know, somebody says, you know, somebody shares about their business or this, and it's like, whether or not it's true, right? So I would allow people to, you know, your various skills of discernment, your various skills of whether you want to even consume the information in the first place is the first thing, right? But whether or not it's true, you discern appropriately, whether first of all you should be consuming that information and letting that drive you, or letting that cause you to do, you know, what you need to do, is the first thing. But whatever the case is, when we people receive information or see things like that, and then they get upset, or they feel like they're unworthy, that they haven't achieved the same thing as the person, and it's like they want to now do the same thing. So, like, you know, let's just say God said you should make mugs. Very basic example, right? You should make mugs or make some jewelry, and you see somebody who says, oh my gosh, I had a t-shirt business and I have made $500,000 in 5 months in the pandemic, and you're just like, ha, this isn't, you know, this isn't working out. Maybe I should start a t-shirt business, or I'm meant to be writing books, you know, things like that. People get like wanting to have the buzz of the business, or you're just looking for like, what's, you know, this person's making money, oh my gosh, I'm not, like, all of those things. So I think, you know, the growth of others sometimes can cause people to get in their feelings or feel any kind of way and all of that. The first thing I'll say is, I go back to the point I've been making, is consuming that information, first of all, is not healthy in terms of like letting that be what therefore causes you to make your plans for your life, etc. But you know, we can't help that the information is in front of us, especially if you are, you know, a social media person, in that your business, you know, you need to use social media for your business or your service or something, like, you know, whatever. So you need to learn how to not allow that to lead you. And that really comes from your again, conforming to the image of Christ and looking at Christ and looking at, so that's your source, not this other information fueling you. Now, when that information comes in, you need to learn how to handle it. So it's a matter of the heart, of, you know, your heart being, if your heart is bruised, or your heart is, you know, you've got these negative emotions and things in your heart, then how you receive that information with your heart is already bruised. So it's just receiving it, and it's, you know, you're having impure thoughts, or there's jealousy, or there's all these things coming in. So you have to learn how to really have a surrendered heart to God, because your heart on its own as a man is desperately wicked. The heart of man is desperately wicked. So That's just the way it is, right? But your heart gets, you know, as you renew your mind, you're renewing your heart, you're continuously surrendering your heart to the mind of God, to God, you know, and then you have the mind of God, right? So you're adopting that. So you see the growth of somebody else in your business area or something else, and that inspires you because you're like, the person doesn't have two heads, so I can do it. And you're not taking it from like a comparative perspective of you're comparing yourself to the person per se, but you're just like, oh wow, you know, they can achieve this. This encourages me to achieve this other thing, right? I'm inspired by what they've done or what they've, you know, what they've actually been able to accomplish, you know, or you're just happy for them. Like you've seen their journey, right? So a growth mindset sees, you know, sees the growth of others as inspirational, right? And is happy and is able to, a fixed mindset would be a bit jealous or would be like, you know, in their feelings about it, you know. You get the drift of what I mean. I'm sure you do right now. So, yeah. Okay. So, really quickly, some other things about a growth and fixed mindset. So, maybe I'll just talk about fixed mindset. So, a fixed mindset is very like, this is, you know, you see it as you can't grow, or like my ability. I was born with this ability and this is all I can do. So, I can't improve on this skill. Right. So if I want to relate this to the word, right. So the gifts of God that we're given, the Lord gives us gifts. He gives us things in their raw form. He says, be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth. He's like, do more. If we even see that example in Matthew, I believe it's 15 or 5. No, it's 15. That talks about the talents. It's 15. That talks about the 5 talents. So I'm thinking 5. Right. So the talents as well. Right. So the one that had one is like, ah, this is my one. So I'm going to hide it. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to grow it. I'm not going to expand it. That's not what God wants us to do. He wants us to, we have these talents, we have something, and then we start to grow it. And then you even receive more. So I'm sure there's some of you who've had a talent or a gift. Then you started walking in that more or working on it, you know, refining it, and then you discover something else. You know, you discover more about yourself. Oh, wow, I can do this. Oh, I can do that. Oh, I'm able to do this. Oh, I'm able to da, da, da. Well, let me take me as an example. I took my singing gift a bit more serious. You know, whether I took it as serious as I should have, it's questionable. Anyway, I took it serious. I invested in it. I you know, did lessons. I learned more about it, all of that stuff, right? So, for me, talking to you on this podcast now would not have happened if I didn't do certain things. And it's interesting how life just like, it's always a cycle of different things that happen. But I won't have discovered certain things about myself if I didn't take the step and do that, you know, that do that, invest in that one piece of something. That's just an example. But there's so many things like that. I'm sure if you look at your life and you look at the things that you have, you know, said, okay, I'm going to invest in this gift, or I'm going to learn how to write better, or how to, you know, make whatever you're making better. You've then discovered that not only have you gotten better at that thing which you were investing in, but you have then discovered something else, another gift the Lord deposited in you. So imagine it being like a wrapped box. You know, you see these boxes that are wrapped up, and there's a box within a box within a box within a box, right? So if you don't open the first box and start, you know, working, looking at, you don't open it and take all the tape off and all that, you won't know that there's another box inside, and another box, right? So that's the same thing. So this limited fixed mindset, the regressive mindset, in my opinion, because that's all it is. The regressive mindset is just like, I was born with this one gift and this is it, and I'm just going to hoard it or sit. I'm not going to stretch myself. I'm not going to invest. I'm not going to grow more. I have no ability to grow beyond a certain point because this is how I was born. And the growth mindset, the fixed mindset will give up when they're frustrated. They won't sort of, you know, frustration happens in life. That's the reality of it. But, you know, again, it's about mastering your emotions and sometimes just taking a step back. You're frustrated, allow it to just give yourself whatever you need to give yourself, but come back and, you know, try again. Or I'm frustrated. Look at it. Why am I frustrated? Maybe because I don't have the amount of knowledge I need to have. So therefore, what do I need to do? I need to get knowledge. Okay, how do I do it? What is my plan to do so? Let me put together a plan, even if it's like self-taught or whatever. Let me try to put together a plan to do that, right? So That's how a growth mindset will handle it. Fixed mindset will just be like, I'm frustrated, I give up, not for me, move on, etc. Right? So that's some of the examples. Growth mindset, you know, is more like embracing of new things, embracing of this new talent I've noticed. Wow, it's new. It's not in my comfort zone, but let me explore it more. Let me see what God is saying. Let me learn more about it. A limited or regressive mindset. That's new. I've not heard it called regressive, but that's the way I call it. The regressive mindset probably doesn't even discover that there's a second gift there, because they've just hoarded the other one. So they're literally like sticking to what they know. They're sticking to box A, and it's like, this is box A and I'm sticking. I don't want to know what is behind the box anymore. You know, they're sticking to what they know. One more thing I would say, there's so many things I've got written here, but I'm just trying to make sure I draw one out that is definitely one to, I think we've covered the basic ones actually. Yes, I think I've covered the basic ones that we need to know. There's more about it, but I think in all of them I've covered the stuff that is, you know, there's more detail, but like at a high level, I've covered the key things between, you know, the growth and the fixed mindset. Now, I want to bring it back to the word, because that's what we're about here, right? So bringing back to the word, because that is ultimately, you know, best version of ourselves is really back to the author and finisher of our faith and the author of our lives. But I've given all the examples from the word, actually, like literally God doesn't desire that we just stay fixed. And this is, you know, this is how we are, you know, we're to stay narrow-minded on the word, right? But when I say stay fixed, it's literally like, I'm just going to, you know, just remain with this box one. I can't do anything more. You know, this is all I can do. And nothing ever, you know, works out for me. I'm not saying that by myself. Or they say, please. I'm so conscious of the words I speak. But those kinds of things, right? You know, also, even if I relate it to the word, yes, thank you, Father, for reminding me. So sometimes we have these mindsets concerning the word of God or concerning church or concerning, let's say religion, for want of describing a better way. So concerning how we've grown up, this is a certain mindset they've told us about, you know, how God wants us to do something or all of that, but it doesn't actually line up with the word. But sometimes we have those mindsets because that is how we have been brought up, or what the church said to us then. So I don't want to give specific examples, but I remember a tweet that God had, something God just said to me, and I don't think I've tweeted it, maybe it's in my drafts or something. But it was more so that sometimes, because I remember a conversation I was having, and somebody just said, they were talking about something and they're like, yeah, this is how it happens in life, and that's what happened, and this is what happens to the Israelites, and that's just the way it is, you know, that's how the cookie crumbles almost. And I was kind of like, really, is it? Because I was thinking, I was like, yeah, that was that time, but like, have we forgotten what Christ did for us, and have we then, you know, applied it from that perspective of what Christ has done for us, and therefore what that means, that God wants us to, how he wants us to live, or how he wants us to view this specifically. Because sometimes in Christendom, as they say, we can adopt these mindsets that are pre-Christ coming today. They're pre this dispensation we're living in of how Christ came, and we've adopted this mindset. So it's like, we need to do this, we need to do all these things, we need to do this to get into the presence of God, we need to do this, we need to burn this thing, and we need to, you know, it's all of these things. And it's like, but what did Christ do? Why did Christ come? He came and he tore the veil of separation, so you're no longer separated from him. So it's not a big song and dance anymore. It just needs you to accept that truth and focus your mind on him and walk in the spirit, right? You don't need to do all of these things. But sometimes we take on these things like, we need to do them. And it's like, view things from the perspective of, have the Christ lens, first of all. Like, for me, the word is like, in whatever you're doing, have the Christ lens of what, you know, what is Christ in, right from Genesis, what is Christ, as Christ has come, what is he revealing to you about this thing? you know, how, like, have that Christ lens. Because sometimes the things that we just take of, this is the mindset I had, this is the way they said it is, this is how we've always done it in church, we need to, or, you know, or I don't want to go into specifics because I don't want it to be like I'm, you know, attacking anybody or I'm being, but really it's, you know, a growth mindset is actually, what does the word actually say? A growth mindset is a Berean. It's like, what does the word actually say? What were they actually talking about in the scripture? You know, another thing a growth mindset has is a Berean, is understanding scripture in context as well, like reading the word, understanding what's happening. Because sometimes you see the Bible, you can find a scripture to suit whatever situation you want to. So you can justify anything. You can find a scripture to twist it around whatever way, upside down, you want to twist it to justify what you're saying. And even when people don't intend to do that on purpose, they sometimes do it because they're like, oh, the Bible says this, the Bible says that. It's like, what was the state of the heart of Solomon when he wrote that? And what was he talking about? Because not everybody that, it wasn't everybody, these people are human and they were inspired by the Holy Spirit. Not everybody was in a certain frame of mind when they wrote certain things. So sometimes it's like, oh, he said this, the Bible says that. But it's like the person that wrote it, what was happening? What was the state of their heart? What were the circumstances? Who were they speaking to, right? So that's also another podcast about Bible study and how we should approach it. But anyway, just wanted to leave you with that. I'm way over my time. So I told you, I've stopped saying this is going to be short, long, medium, however, because, you know, I just want the Spirit of God to just do his thing. But I'm just going to pray, actually. I just feel led to pray. You know, for this, we haven't prayed specifically, I don't believe, on any of the Elevate series, but I think that this topic today is so key, because I think even for the other things we've spoken about, this should probably have been number one. No, it should be where it is, because this is where God has it. But, you know, this like supersedes those things, because once you get this right, then those things we spoke about, you know, about elevating your conversation, you know, other things, about investing in yourself, they trickle down. Like a growth mindset invests in themselves. A growth mindset, like, elevates their conversations, really. So they kind of do that. So I'm just going to pray quickly. Father, we just thank you so much for everybody who's listening to this today. And I just pray that their mind is open to actually have the full mind of Christ, to understand what you are saying, to understand what you speak to them, that if scripture in Ephesians 1:17 that says that they, you know, that Paul is praying that we have the spirit of, that we receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that we may know Christ even more, that we may know him, may have deep insights into things, may understand things even more, is going to be everybody's portion. As the way Paul prayed it for the church in Ephesus, we're praying it and declaring it over everyone listening today, that will indeed be their reality, and that they will grow in the revelation of who they are and grow and understand that growth and transformation into the conforming into the image of you, looking at you more and more is where you want us to be. And understanding who we are will help us in our growth mindset as we grow in the knowledge of you, as we grow in the things you have given us, as we grow in the work of our hands, as we grow and serve you, as we grow to serve people as you have called us to serve you, Lord. I just pray that there would be eyes that would be open and would be flooded with the light of God to see everything that they're doing from God's perspective, to see things as God sees them, to even see the work of their hands, to see the feedback as God sees them, and not to get caught or bound or limited or regressive by the lies of the enemy or by the lies that they've told themselves, or even putting themselves first before what you have said about them, Lord. So I just thank you so much for everyone listening. I pray that this will be a freeing message for them, that freedom is visiting their house now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I love you all. Please make sure you share this with somebody who needs to hear it. Take care. God bless. Share, subscribe, follow us on Instagram. Do all you need to do. We are a Adia Talks community. All right, people. Take care. God bless. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope this episode blessed you. If so, why not share it with a friend or two or three or four
And make sure you subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to. Feel free to also comment, share some feedback, etc. You can also follow us on social media. We're on all the major platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. On Instagram, we are Idea Talks Community. Everywhere else, we are Idea Talks. You can also head to our website, ideatalks.com. We have some great resources on there, again, about helping you just live your best life. So I encourage you to check that out. We have amazing things on there, so many wonderful things to come. Join our mailing list, etc. Take care and God bless you.